Proclamation number 7433 of 20th of October, 1959. Work while it's still day. The night is long, which will end the day, and in this night no one will be able to work any longer, because he will lack light and strength. Therefore work while it is still day, for night will come irrevocably upon you humans who let the day pass by unused. And do you know what the endless long night consists of? You, who now walk the earth as a human being and can be active in free will, you will be banished anew into the solid form if you fail in this earthly life, if you therefore let the day, where you can work in light and strength, pass by unused and the endless long night will befall you. You will lose earthly life and therefore also all vitality, but you will also lose your self-awareness and have to go through the works of creation of the new earth again in countless substances in first freezing complete inactivity because you are powerless. You will no longer be able to create and work according to your own will. But after an infinitely long time of darkness you will certainly awaken to a small life in order to slowly mature again according to divine will, so that one day you will once again approach the light of the morning. But this night will be so dreadfully painful and last so dreadfully long that you will still be warned of this night because you can avert it from you if you still use the short time of day to the best of your ability and earnestly strive for light. Work while it is still day. The Lord calls to you, for the night is coming when you will no longer be able to work. When you are deprived of light and strength, when you languish powerless in darkness and the light of day cannot shine down on you for a long time. The last hours of the day are still upon you, you are still in possession of strength and can make use of even the smallest realization you have gained and increase the light. You can still work. For even the powerless human being has so much strength at his disposal if he wants to use it for the salvation of his soul in order to avert the endless night from it, which lies solely in the human being's will. For where the will is good, God is also ready with his strength and his light to help him with the work which he alone is unable to properly accomplish. But the will must be present to still be able to gain everything possible from the day, so that the night does not overtake him and find him asleep. In a sleep from which he will not awake for eternity. Don't let sleep become a sleep of death. Seek the light of day and work diligently at your work of deliverance, for the day will only last a short time before it gives way to an eternally long night. But anyone who works in all earnestness and diligence need not fear the night, for he will pass into a new day where no more night will follow forever. Believe that you are about to end the day. Believe that an aim has been set for humanity, that only a short time remains until this aim. And then the day will turn into night for those who did not work while it was day. And the Son of the Spirit will rise into a bright day for all who worked diligently in the vineyard of the Lord, who worked on themselves, who made use of the day and were diligent until the end. Amen.